This is Voices of Diversity. My name is Robert Borelli. I'm here with Lupe Martinez of Goshen, who works for Farm Bureau Credit Union. First off, Lupe, tell me what you do, and then we'll get into exactly how you got to where you are.
I work at Farm Bureau Credit Union. What I do is member service. I'm also the Hispanic Services Specialist. I apply for ITINs for people that do not qualify for a Social Security card, enabling them to open up bank accounts, sort of training them on how to establish financial stability. Basically that. I open up accounts for not just Latinos, for anyone coming in.
You've, in layman's terms, you've been there and done that as far as where you've come from. Now, you came to this country when you were 2 years old.
Right? When I was 2 years old, we migrated to Arizona, where I grew up until the age of like 12, then moved to California. But in Arizona, we worked the fields. I was very young, probably about 10 or 11. My mother would take us out to the fields and pick green onion. We picked green onion. When I was about 14, we picked grape, roses. My mother also did the cotton fields. So the hardest labor would be picking grape. Hot, scorching 110 degrees.
So what eventually triggered the move then to Elkhart County?
That would have been 8 years ago, a divorce.
What have you seen upon getting here to Elkhart County as far as how you fit in to the community?
I did have a little bit of a harder time fitting in here than we did in California.
What's the problem? I'll get right to it.
Okay, right to it, straight to it. Working at a financial institution, I had several comments from people if they heard me speaking Spanish to a customer, helping the customer out in Spanish, like, "Don't you speak English? You're in America."
And you did, and you do.
And yes, and I do. I'm bilingual. And my answer to that person was, yes, I'm in America, where I'm proud to be an American, where I can speak two languages, where I'm free to speak two languages.
Is there a level of stereotype that you have had to deal with, and how do you deal with that?
Yes, there has been a level of stereotype. A lot of people would rather be served by Caucasian. I've had that, where there has been members waiting and they would prefer English-speaking people. And I'll say, I'm bilingual, I do speak English. They would rather wait.
How does that make you feel?
It's okay. It's okay with me because that's their state of mind. They don't know any better.
With as growing of a Hispanic population as there is in Elkhart County, is there, from your perspective, a tipping point where things are going to get better, different, worse? What are your impressions?
I really hope things get better. I'm also an ambassador for the Chamber of Commerce. We have asked a lot of Latino businesses to join the Chamber of Commerce, so that let it be known that they are out there, they contribute to the community, they want to succeed, they want to be part of this community. And that was a success. So I'm really hoping that things do get better.
And Lupe, speaking of success, your own success, how would you define that, and what role has education played in that?
I'll tell you what got me to where I'm at. It was that hard labor out in the fields. I was not going to do that forever.
So you knew what you didn't want to do.
I knew what I didn't want to do. Yeah. That was a lot of suffering. It's a lot of suffering. People that work out in the fields long hours, it's a lot of suffering. And I just wasn't going to do it forever. And I didn't want my girls to grow up and do that either.
And you have how many girls?
I have 3 daughters, which I'm very proud of.
Do you think that others in your community look up to you because of what you have done, where you have come from?
Yes, a lot of people have told me they admire what I do. They admire being a single mom, how far I've gotten. I'm not where I want to be, but I don't think I've done too bad by myself, being a single mother.
What got you there, Lupe?
The push to succeed. With 3 girls, I knew they looked up to me and they depended on me. And I was not gonna fail them.
What do you think that teaches other immigrant families when they come to an area that may not be inviting or welcoming about how they can fit in and succeed?
They can succeed, they can fit in. Do not let anyone put you down. Don't let it get to you. Do not take it too personal. That's how I feel. If someone just sees me different, that's okay. I move on.
Okay. Lupe Martinez, we appreciate your help. This is Voices of Diversity.
Thank you, Robert.